Eat Ingredients, Travel Portrait, Number 21. On being patient, strike or spike. 1. I've accrued how much? He notated the numbers of vacation time and sick leave. Between the estimated surgery recuperation in relation to the end of the fiscal year, I won't be able to use any of my vacation time for vacationing. He pressed hang up on the phone, then twiddled his thumb. You use or you lose. You snooze, you lose. I need to pay more attention to this stuff. Let me see if I can take a vacation to visit my doctor and check out that exhibit over there at the art museum and add in a tidbit of remote access work. He instant messaged his boss to see if he can change the status of the workday from sick to vacation. He did so while waiting in line just before the post office closed. Go ahead, is the reply. You calculate how much more vacation hours you have to lose and schedule them for health-related appointments and post-surgery sit-around-and-do-nothing recuperative tasks. Sitting in the driver's seat of his car while in a parking space, he pressed the calendar button on his phone until the month interface filled the screen. He jotted down some potential dates on a piece of junk snail mail using the passenger side seat as a makeshift desk, after which he pressed the email button and began thumbing the request for time. Send. Approved later. 2. That morning, I wake up hours before sunrise, procrastinating. I don't have to be at the museum until noon. Then I have the CAT scan at 3. Oh yeah, let me update the website. Darn. Dishes and laundry. Coffee. Mug clink on microwave dish, slam door shut. Preset beep. Beep, beep, beep. Peru. Clutter, clutter, clear. Table thump, backpack. Zip, zip. Open, thunk, laptop spank, lid open, boot. While waiting, load laundry. Beep, beep, beep. Tepid coffee. Preset again. Peru. Welcome to desktop. Auto connect to the wireless. Let the updating begin. Pour liquid detergent into dispenser. Select cycle signal, then press start. Launch web browser. Waiting. 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 TV remote. Press on. Press on. Trying a better angle. Press on. Oh. Other remote. Press on. Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your phone reminding you that you have 2 hours before you have to be at the museum. You. 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 You over there. Sit your two-timing, reheated coffee ass down and update that website. Don't dally, son. Don't snack until you check your blood sugar and your blood pressure. And don't forget to breathe while washing the dishes. Overwhelmed, he stopped, sat down on his cushy leather couch, passed out. Fretful faint, narcoleptic crash, or stressful snooze. Was there a spike in adrenaline and or ACTH? I awoke. What is the time? You post the content updating the website. You grab your mug full of room temperature coffee. You go upstairs, take a shower, get dressed, grab your museum ticket, go downstairs, and take the laundry out of the washer and put the load into the dryer with a sheet of fabric softener. You run upstairs, pop the meds, swig the sludgy mocha java, dart back downstairs into the kitchen for a bowl of crispy cereal. You scarf down a piece of soft fruit and discard the peel into the trash can before throwing on your jacket, grabbing your phone, shutting down the laptop, unplugging the power source, checking for your car keys and wallet. Panicking, you set the house alarm, open shut, top and bottom lock, the front door. Aloha! Into the car and drive. Yippee-ki-yay! At the stop sign. What did I forget? Big breakfast in a mixing bowl, petite. Tofu tiles firm. Olive oil sizzle both sides. Clementine sections. Smoked kielbasa skinny rounds. Habanero pepper, sliver skins, whisked eggs with powdered anise seeds, processed cheese, slices torn apart, toast, buttered coffee, cranberry juice, tumbler with ice cubes. Hmm. For your convenience, this audio is also available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Eat ingredients. So try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2009 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.